President.
Hi, Max.
You had a good day?
Pretty good.
Well, I hope so. You deserve it, certainly.
We had some sunshine.
Oh, blessings. I'm so glad. So have we up here. Mr. President, Bob is coming down tomorrow. And if it's all right with you, I'll stay here and tend to some things and come down early on Tuesday morning with Dean Rudd.
Good.
Bob has to get back Tuesday afternoon and asks if 10 o'clock in the morning is too early for you to have a meeting Tuesday morning with him and Dean and me.
No, that's good.
We'll do that. And he's bringing Clark and Abe Fortas.
Good.
And they'll be in the back of the plane, but he's the fellow that's coming.
That's good. I think I'd keep them out of the paper.
We will do that the best we can.
All right.
Mr. President, the second thing, Prime Minister Pearson would like to call you. First, to congratulate you, and second, to chat about a couple of problems he sees coming. And he asks informally whether tonight's a good night or whether you'd rather talk to him tomorrow or the next day.
No, tonight or tomorrow or tomorrow.
I'll have him put through a call in the next half hour then, if that's
right.
A good time.
Yeah, that's right.
Good. Everything up here, the papers have looked good and quiet today, and your background of yesterday about the shape of the administration came through clear in the Times, and I think that... you know, there really isn't any reason. I think you're dead right to take another few days off, and I hope it's sunshine.
Good.
Anything you want, you holler, and we'll bring it Tuesday morning.
No, now, you're coming with Dean, anybody?
I'll come with Dean, and we'll be there in time to meet with you and Bob 10 o'clock Tuesday morning.
That'll be good. Okay.
Thank you, Mr.
Bye. Bob.